Wednesday morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion Coffee with Ann. Haven't these last days been beautiful? The rain has subsided and the temperatures are pleasant. Pumpkins are out on front porches and fall wreaths on doors. I love this time of year, and in celebration, I bought some pumpkin spice coffee to enjoy. Good. This morning, we are looking at verses about prayer. There are quite a few verses describing Jesus himself in prayer, and many others where Jesus talks about the blessings of prayer. And of course, his model prayer, which we refer to as the Lord's Prayer. We're looking at Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 37. These verses provide an intimate picture of Christ and his prayer practice. Mark 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. From this verse, I can easily visualize Jesus up and about, early before dawn, moving about as quiet as possible, silently opening and closing the door behind him and walking to a quiet spot to pray. But then the inevitable happens. Verses 36 and 37. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." You can just imagine the exasperation in Simon's voice. It seems something or someone always wants our time, especially when we want to be alone with the Lord. This morning, I was up by 6:30, but it should have been 6. I dressed, came downstairs, made my coffee, of course, fed Apollo, let him out, picked up the paper, and came into my office for a quiet time. It is quiet in my house until about 7:15, but by that time, George is up, in the shower, coming down the stairs. And I was in the midst of reading and prayer and more or less on a roll with the writing when the phone rings at 8 o'clock. It is my son calling to ask if we could meet him at Jiffy Oil, where he needed to leave his truck and use our car today. We arrived home at 9:05, and now I have 15 minutes to ride before leaving for a 10 o'clock appointment, etc., etc., etc. My point is, if I stay in bed until 7, there is no quiet time or quiet place. The workmen next door begin hammering no later than 8, and the landscape crew down the street is at it by 8 or 8:30. I have noticed a neighbor across the street. She leaves the house at about 6:30 to go to the bus stop and returns home to take care of the remaining two preschoolers. My guess is she's up before 5:30 to get her two oldest ready for school. I bet there are some of you out there who can identify with this scenario. Many of you also drop children at the bus stop and head directly to work. Mornings are hectic. Finding quiet time and a quiet place to visit with the Lord can be a tall order. Mark 1, 36 through 37. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Even Jesus had people hurrying him up to get a move on, to get the day started, the work done. Assuming life revolved around daylight at that time in history, I would assume if you wanted a few minutes to yourself and God, you had to get up and get going sometime before the sun began to rise. After that, life took over, even for our Lord. Oh my, but the rising early, say 10 minutes, is so worth it. Just a few minutes of quiet and peace to breathe and talk to the Lord, read a devotional, ask for His leading in your day. It does make a difference in how the day goes. And apparently, the Son of God needed that time too. I hadn't thought about that before. How about you? Please pray with me. Dear, sweet Jesus, thank you for showing us wisdom in living through the life that you lived. Your life was made up of long, hectic days, even though it was a different way of life in a much different time. There have always been and always will be distractions that pull us away from you. Please help us to be determined to follow your practice and begin our day, every day, with you. In your blessed name we pray. Amen. Once again, I thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.